This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Another day, another round of fiscal cliff negotiations. President Obama said again today there would be no deal unless Republicans agree to higher taxes on the wealthy.
And this morning, he was speaking to some of the most wealthy Americans at the Business Roundtable, an organization of top CEOs. He described to them all that could be possible if only Washington would step back from the economic edge.
We've got some tough spending cuts. We reform our entitlements. We have modest revenue increases. You get business certainty. You do what you do best. Innovate, invest, hire workers, make profits, do well by your shareholders, and grow America.
Certainty, said the president. That's what the economy needs to grow. And Governor Deval Patrick agrees.
By all accounts, that uncertainty and the resulting slowdown in economic growth is the direct cause of our budget challenges.
Yesterday, Patrick announced an expected $540 million shortfall in the state budget. He unveiled his plan on how to close that gap, which includes cuts to local aid.
Joining us now from the State House to talk a little bit more about this is Noah Bierman, government and politics reporter for the Boston Globe. Noah, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me. I wish this was about Biermans instead. It's about the fiscal cliff.
You'll just have to stay tuned. I mean, maybe beer mittens are the solution to the fiscal cliff. But let's talk more about exactly that link that we just walked through between the fiscal cliff and the fact that Governor Patrick blames the state's budget woes on it. Walk us through that logic.
Sure. The idea is that business people are waiting to make their investments, standing on the sideline because of the uncertainty. They don't know what level of tax hikes they may see or cuts in government services or even government contracts they may see. That's the argument being put forth by Patrick.
So without those investments, you don't get growth, you don't get new jobs, you don't get then new taxpayers or even a broader base in sort of business taxes.
Exactly. It's not that much different than an argument you've heard a lot from Republicans, that the idea being that uncertainty is what's causing people to stand on the sideline and without as much mention about just demand in the economy, which is what a lot of economists talk more about.
Well, let's listen to Governor Patrick explain a little bit more about how he sees this. Again, he was speaking yesterday.
Economists agree that the fiscal cliff is keeping a tremendous amount of private capital on the sidelines. Business leaders I meet confirm that fact. The private sector will be unwilling to make the kinds of investments that create jobs, grow state and federal tax revenue collections, and contribute to lasting economic recovery until Congress and the President come to terms on a solution.
So, Noah, let me ask you, do you see that there's any truth to this? I mean, it seems like Governor Patrick, as you were saying, was reflecting the thoughts of economists and even members of the GOP, but does it actually bear out in reality?
It's an interesting question. I just spoke with his budget chief for a follow-up story we're working on today, and he reiterated the governor's argument, but when I pressed him a little bit, conceded that there are certainly other factors involved here, including the European economy, which has a very close link with the Massachusetts economy. And there are definitely some interesting factors that would make you question it. The tax collections were actually doing pretty well in November. They were above expectations in November, even though they had done poorly in a few months before. But November, as you know, is when the fiscal cliff anxiety was probably at its height, at least until December, which is now, which we don't have numbers for. And the projections of the $500 million deficit that the state has are predicated actually on a resolution of the fiscal cliff arguments before the end of the year.
Mm. This is interesting because for a while now, Massachusetts has been seen as doing better than the rest of the nation in terms of the slow recovery from the recession. I mean, our unemployment rate is better. The turnaround has been going more positively here. And yet, this one major lack of agreement in Washington is having this effect here in the Bay State.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's definitely the definitive truth. I mean, we're looking a little deeper into it today. I think the article I had today reporting on the comments had Steve Widmer, who's a very close budget watcher of Massachusetts, saying he does not think that that's the driving factor. He thinks it's one of several factors. And I think a lot of people believe that, including, as I suggested, the governor's own budget chief feels it's just one of several factors.
Okay. Well, so as we mentioned, there's a $540 million expected gap. The governor says $200 million to fill that gap. He's going to dip into the state's rainy day fund, but that's less than half of the money. So where's the other 240 or 340 going to come from?
It's a variety of places, sort of a hodgepodge. Some of it's going to come from, you know, what they call one-time revenues, which is where they find some money under the equivalent of the government's couch that they feel they can only use once. There's going to be the most controversial aspect is some cuts to local government aid, and that's going to be the big fight on Beacon Hill. But there are also cuts in the governor's own budget. He's asking for cuts in the court's budgets and in constitutional officers' budgets. And most of the cuts are amount to about 1% of various budgets, with the idea being that people can handle a sort of more moderate loss in money for the year. The state's already begun hiring fewer workers. Of course, the argument from those who are losing this money is, well, wait a minute, you know, we've had a bunch of tough budgets in a row. This, you know, difficult fiscal climate has been 5 or 6 years now. And so they feel that the cumulative effect doesn't make 1% quite as easy as it would if it were starting from scratch.
Well, looking forward, Noah, the New England Economic Council released an economic forecast today in which they acknowledge what we were talking about earlier, that Massachusetts is in its fourth year of an expansion, but that growth isn't going to be exactly going gangbusters this quarter and even in the first quarter of next year. It's still going to be somewhat slow. We have to come up with a budget for next year. So what impact is that going to have on looking forward to 2013?
Yeah, I mean, one important thing to remember here is that the state's budget is still bigger this year than it was last year, and it will probably be bigger next year than it was this year. We're talking in relative terms here and relative to expectations. The difficult thing, though, is that, you know, when you make some projections for this year and they end up falling short, that does affect your projections for next year. So they'll have to be a little bit more conservative, and some of the services that people might have been hoping would go back to their pre-recession levels, that may not happen so fast. There's going to be a lot of concern among advocates for all kinds of causes that, you know, rely on state money, including local governments and social service agencies, transportation, all sorts of things that we all depend on. And they're just not going to probably be as happy as they might have hoped or expected a few months ago.
Huh. Noah Bierman is the government and politics reporter for the Boston Globe. He's speaking with us today, I should say, from Beacon Hill. Noah, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait for the beer mitts.